I talked to my board up here, a nonprofit corporation, Gospel Ministries International, and told them about the opportunity. And they said, David, you ought to go down and explore it. How much is it? I said, they're asking $1 million. I've never even seen that much money. Well, go down and see what you can do. I said, but you know I don't have any money. And they said, since when have you had any money? You never have any money. In fact, every time you move forward is when God gives you money. So why don't you go down there and see what will happen? Now, I need to back up and say that this is not a common board. This is a board that was handpicked. If you form an organization, you need to pick people that kind of have the same vision. They're not all yes men, because they're all different ages and different professions, but at least they all have a common vision of, let's let God what he's going to do. You know, they just kind of fit into God's plan, and let's not draw artificial human lines. Now, I also need to say, is there anything wrong with committees? No. There's a lot of safety in committees. Is there anything wrong with the way God set us up? No. We've survived 150 years very nicely with that. Is there anything wrong with remaining in a committee mindset as we jump off the end of time? Yeah. Because we know, Sister White said, that God himself will take the reins of his work. And he's going to ask you, or you, or you, or you to do things you're not comfortable with. And if a committee makes a decision and the Holy Spirit tells you to move, then there's a problem. Now, committees, God set that up. And you should work within the context of your brethren. You should take advice. But what happens when you're left alone to decide to do something that you know God wants you to do? It's very clear in your mind, and it fits within the context. It's in the Bible. Everything fits, except that it's too uncomfortable for you, and your friends say, don't do that. It's too uncomfortable. You gotta have to report to God on that one. You see, God set up this church specifically for a certain thing, but we, as a committee, as a group mindset, as our cold corporate culture, we have a problem. And therefore, it can be, this problem we have is, it takes a long time for a heavy organization, a vertical organization. We're pretty vertical, you know. Somebody told me the other day, called me and told me, he's a producer, said, David, how do I work with the Seventh-day Adventist? I'm not a Seventh-day Adventist, but I want to work with the Seventh-day Adventist. Can you put me in touch with a corporate church? And I said, you're not from the inside. You're not a sheep of this fold. And it would be hard for you to try to work from a corporate level, because we don't think that way. In other words, he was producing programs for pastors, and he wanted to produce programs for churches. He works well with all the evangelical churches, producing all kinds of programs, how to teach pastors how to do things. And he was saying, can we, as a corporate level in the Seventh-day Adventist Church, introduce this? And I said, no, it wasn't work. That's not the way we think. If you want to work that way, go to a pastor, talk to them, talk to that pastor, and see if he likes it for his church. You can do that. But as a corporate, we will never adopt somebody else outside our church to be feeding all our pastors. We do that ourselves. And so, since we're so vertical, how do we move fast when opportunities happen? Because, you know, in business, we learn that flat organizations are the ones that will survive the future. That's what we teach. Right here at Andrews, that's what we teach. Flat organizations are the ones that can move faster to adjust to the changing times. Are we flat? No, we're vertical. So how can we take the best of both worlds? There's an advantage to being vertical. You have a lot of safety in it, but it moves slow. What we can do to take advantage of both worlds is let God work at the flat level, let the organization work at the vertical level, and let's not resist God when he's moving at this level. And that way we can have the best of both worlds. Let God direct his people. Let us have the safety of this. And therefore, we can take advantage rapidly of opportunities on an individual basis, and the organization benefits from that movement on a vertical basis. So it's a safe haven to be in, and yet at the very end of time, at the very, very end of time, we know that it'll be between your soul and God. Don't we? I mean, so we need to be adjusting our mindset to the fact that God is slowly crunching us down, so someday, even a General Conference president will be a volunteer. Correct? Okay, so let's get used to the mindset of all of us being on the same level, but we do have a structure, but God is putting pressure on us and crunching us down so that eventually, at the very last day before Jesus comes, we're all going to be on one level, just us and God. So as we